Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Wednesday, November 28, 2018 is Blender Magazine. Blender was an American music magazine that billed itself as the ultimate guide to music and more. It was also known for sometimes steamy pictorials of celebrities. It compiled lists of albums, artists, and songs, including both best of and worst of lists. In each issue, there was a review of an artist's entire discography, with each album being analyzed in turn. Blender was published by Dennis Publishing. The magazine began in 1994 as the first digital CD-ROM magazine by Jason Pearson, David Sherry, and Regina Joseph, acquired by Felix Dennis/Dennis Publishing, UK. It published 15 digital CD issues, and launched on the web in 1997. It started publishing a print edition again in 1999 in its most recent form. Blender CD-ROM showcased the earliest digital editorial formats, as well as the first forms of digital advertising. The first digital advertisers included Calvin Klein, Apple Computer, Toyota, and Nike. In June 2006, the Chicago Tribune named it one of the top 10 English language magazines, describing it as the cool kid of the School of Rock magazines. Owner Alpha Media Group closed Blender magazine March 26, 2009. Going to an online-only format in a move that eliminated 30 jobs and reduced the company's portfolio of titles to Maxim alone. Blender's final print issue was the April 2009 issue. Subscribers to the magazine were sent issues of Maxim magazine to make up for the unsent Blender issues. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:53 UTC on Wednesday, November 28, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Blender Magazine. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joanna. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.